absolute and mighty praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
The spirit of Caleb. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. The spirit of Caleb. The spirit of Caleb. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The spirit of Caleb. And we have looked at different spirits of Caleb. The first spirit of Caleb, we said the spirit of faithfulness. The second spirit of Caleb, we said the spirit of possibilities. The third spirit of Caleb, we said the spirit of warfare. The fourth spirit of Caleb last week, we said the spirit of responsibility. That God will not do for you what you ought to do for yourself. God will not do for you what you are supposed to do for yourself. That a Christian faith is not an irresponsible faith. Hallelujah. It's not an irresponsible faith. And here was the one that I would hear on your football and your mouth. There is something to do in order to secure the promises of God. My prayer for everyone is that you will not be irresponsible spiritually. Amen. So that you can inherit all the blessings of the Lord. So tonight, we want to speak and then pray about the spirit of faith. Oh, your name is holy. Holy. God. Wherever you're seated, I want you to sing it shortly. Oh, your name is holy.
I worship you. is holy.
Your two hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. Gideon. It is one of the spirits that Caleb had that helped him to secure the promise of God called Canaan. No child of God will ever receive spiritual blessings and inheritances from God if you don't have the spirit of faith. The Bible says that for whoever comes to him, Hebrews chapter 11, the verse number 6. Go there, let's read together. Whoever comes to him must first believe that he is. Now let's all read one go. He said, I want to hear you read one go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can I hear an amen? Now, this is the definition of faith. To believe that God is. Everybody say God is. That God is real. To believe that God is. Then he is a rewarder of those who seek him. That means that he is able to do that which he has told him to do. Can I hear an amen? So faith is believing that God is. And that God is able to do that which he said he will do for you. Can I hear an amen? Say faith is believing that God is. And that he is capable of doing that which he has promised. That is he that cometh. That is he that cometh, because when you are coming to God, it is a sign of prayer. It's a sign of prayer. It's a sign of devotion or surrender. Nobody can come to God in prayer without faith. It will not work. Nobody can relate with God. God is a spirit. You cannot see him. And yet you believe that you are coming to talk to him. You believe that you are coming to pray to him. It doesn't make sense. It only makes faith. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? It doesn't make sense that you will leave your house to this place, that you are coming in search of God you cannot see with your eyes. But you can only believe that he exists. That is why Jesus said that you have seen me, so you believe. But blessed are they that have not yet seen, and yet they believe. So real blessed people are people of faith. People of faith. One more Didier said, "Yam kopo ewo ho ampa." Say, "Enye dada yamiti ase." Say, "Yamu ho." And at two said, "Yamibeti mi aye niya washa ubosa obeyama ono." And only a friend Didier. That is what we mean by faith. And people who have faith are people who can get blessings from the Lord, who can receive their promises. Has God promised you a Canaan? Has God promised you a Canaan? Has God promised you an open heaven? Has God promised you a blessing? What has God promised you? Anything that you are believing God for, it is deliverable on the platform of faith. Say faith. That the name of the Lord is far who never be more, and I'm Jesus soon ever. They say and I'm here soon ever. Oh, come and say and I'm here soon ever. And I'm Jesus soon and ever. And I'm Jesus. It comes through faith. And I'm GDS so and ever. It comes through faith. Nothing that God has promised you will happen without faith. Amen. Numbers 30. The verse number 30. Bible says that then Caleb quieted the people, silenced the people before Moses, and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession. For we are well able to overcome." When the other 12 spies said that, "Hey, we cannot possess the land because there are giants there." How many of you remember the story? I've been sharing the story with you for a month now.
When they said that we cannot take over the land, we cannot possess the land, the Bible says that only two people, Caleb and then Joshua, they silenced the others and said that we are well able. Now that is a demonstration of faith. He believes that we can conquer. Even though others are saying that we cannot conquer, others are saying that we cannot go to school, but he believes that he will go to school. Others are saying that, oh, we cannot marry. After this family, we don't marry. But he believes that he's going to marry. Others are saying that, oh, after this family, nobody rises to become a Nefertiti. He believes that of any Nefertiti. He believes that he will become something. So no matter what people don't believe in your background, may you have faith. You are not here. Say, may you have faith. Say, I believe because God is able. Say, I believe because my God is able. But when you look at chapter 14, verse 6, the Bible says that Caleb tore his clothes. When the people insisted, they were still forcing that, no, let's go back to Egypt. He tore his clothes and then he spoke to them. And then he told them, no, let us stay here. Let us do this. God is able to give it to us. In verse 8, he said, if the Lord delights in us, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. So, Caleb's argument is that, listen, I know there are giants there. I know that there are giants who can kill us. I know that the whole land is walled around. And the wall is as thick as a race course, like a race track where horses are racing on. But I also know that if God has said that he will give us Canaan, then no matter the giants that are there, and no matter how fortified the city, how walled the city is, once God has said that he will do it for us, then God can give it to us. And that's what we call faith. That, oh yes, it is true that nobody in the family is getting blessed. It is true that nobody in the family is getting married. It's true that people in the family are not getting good jobs. It is true that nobody is traveling. It is true that nothing good is happening. It is true. But if only God is with me, then I believe that I will have a different testimony. That's what we call faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is not a negation of the circumstance over there, but it is rather your expression of faith in God himself. That even though there are prevailing circumstances, as long as I know that God is with me, I am able to achieve this thing. Lift up your right hand and say, as long as God is with me, this impossibility will be possible. Say, as long as my God is with me, this impossible situation will be possible. Clap your two hands together for the Lord.
Yahweh Sabaoth. Listen, when we say Yahweh Sabaoth, we mean God who fights. The subject of faith has nothing to do with you. You see, there is a difference between faith and wisdom. You know the difference. Because sometimes when you are speaking faith, it's as if you are boasting. I'll go to school. I'll never be a school dropout. I'll complete the university. I'll be a graduate. You see, when you are talking like that, someone will sit behind and say, ah, this guy can boast, Papa. Or you have not seen that thing before. Your family members will think that you are boastful. That as for me, I'll marry, I'll have a beautiful wedding, I'll not give birth to this man and go and give birth to that man. As for me, I'll get married and have a beautiful wedding and enjoy my marriage. When you talk like that, your family members can conclude that you are boastful. True or not true? But you see, the difference between faith and boasting, even though all has to do with positive confession, the difference is that in faith, everything you are saying is because of God. In boasting,
Everything you are saying is because of me. You understand? Are you getting the difference? If I say that, me, I will go to school. Me, I will graduate. I will do this, I will do that. Even though you guys will not complete the university or even venture the university, me, I will never be a school dropout. God, for me, I'm very, very intelligent. And as for me, I have some uncle somewhere. He has promised that he will help me. You see, now that one is not faith. That one is boosting. Because you now believe in your intelligence. You believe you are smart, so you will not fail. You believe that you have people who help you, so you will go. Now that is boosting. But when I say that, I believe I'll go because God is with me. He is my provider. I may not have an uncle who can support me. I may not be that brilliant, but I'm just believing that God is with me and God is going to help me to be able to make it to the university. Now, the difference is where you say God is the one who will help you, and the other one where you say that you are good enough for it. You get the difference. So don't be boastful. Bible didn't say we should be boastful, but the Bible says that we should have faith. So for everything that you talk about, if you are boasting, Paul says that if I boast, then I will boast in the Lord. I will boast that se me manu fuwa, me manu fuwa nyami mu. That nyami kame hundiye ebe ye ye. Se nyami kame hundiye inyoma papa bisiya mami. Se nyami kame hundiye eprubibe biya mami. Se nyami kame hundiye misumenye juma papa. Se nyami kame hundiye. So let it be a God-centered confession. It should not be a self-centered confession. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
That's what we say. Yahweh Sabbath. The Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabbath. The Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabbath. You are Yahweh Sabbath. You are Yahweh Sabbath. You are Yahweh Sabbath. You are Yahweh Sabbath. Yahweh Sabbath.
So it's not about me. Say it's not about me anymore. It's about the God that fights for me. That's why I believe that rescue will not be a small change. That's why I believe that rescue will not finish in Odoko. That's why I believe that rescue will not die in Accra. That's why I believe that rescue will cross the shores of Ghana. Not because I'm a good pastor, not because I'm the best pastor, not because I'm the most righteous person, but because he that is with me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I speak over you in the name of Jesus. That no matter the difficulty that is prevalent in your life, because of he that is with you, you will come out better. Your amen can be a believer's one. See, I'm coming out better. See, I'm coming out better. Say, Yahweh is on my side. Say, Yahweh is fighting for me. Say, I'm coming out better. Confess. Say, doors are opening for me. Say, I will not be a school dropout. Say, I will not be an unemployed graduate. Say, doors are opening for me. Say, marital doors are opening. Say, I will not remain a single brother or sister. I will not be a barren woman or man. I will not be fruitless in my business. My business will succeed. My profession will stand strong. My career will blow up. The Lord's blessing shall be seen in my life. Why? Because he that is with me is greater than he that is in the world. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together.
in Joshua chapter 14, verse 10, we see Caleb repeating that same thing. Repeating that same spirit. He goes to Joshua and tells Joshua, this is 45 years after. 45 years after. He was now an old man. He has entered into the land by faith. He had the spirit of faith and he has entered. God has given him the land. He was just part of the two people who entered. All the people who left Egypt, millions of people, none of them entered. Only Joshua and Caleb. And when he entered, he used the same spirit to get the next blessing. He went to Joshua and told Joshua, Joshua, do you remember that we were the only two people who believed that God would bring us to this land? And because we believed it, God gave me a special promise through our father Moses. Do you remember? That he said, that high mountain over there, I and my children will take it. So now we have been here for 45 years. We have not taken it yet. Please, give me the go-ahead so that I will go and take it. And then I love what he said. They said that even though I am an old man now I am 85 years, but I still believe that I am as strong as when I was 40 years old, when I went to spy the land. And then I love how he ended it. Give me verse 12. Give me verse 12 and then. Yes. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spoke in that day. For thou heard in that day how the Anakims were there and how the cities were fortified. Perhaps the Lord will be with me and I will drive them out as the Lord promised. So you see that Caleb's hope is in what? The Lord. Not that Caleb, you see, a lot of you, when you were in school, the day you come out of the exam hall, you are bragging. Oh, my selfie paper is because of what you wrote. When you come out of the exam hall and you think the paper is wonky, you are very quiet. True or not true? Because you believe that what you have written is what you will get. But I know papers that I wrote that I knew I wrote nothing. Like I knew. A paper you wrote that you knew you have failed before you came out of the exam hall. You have already marked yourself. Have you written such a paper before? Yes. I wrote a paper like that. The first one was accounting. The first time I wrote accounting, not me who she. I wrote the paper like, hey. By the time I was coming out, and 30 people went to solve some group study papers, and Charlie, never. And the thing came. And me, I didn't solve that particular paper. So I was learning on fire. So by the time others were answering and smiling, I was sweating. And this time around, the Holy Ghost didn't show me any question or anything. So I was just there alone. So I knew that I didn't wait the medieval. But you see, amazing that paper when it came out. Me that I didn't say medieval, I had a view. Me, I thought maybe medieval. Like I have marked myself and I know that medieval. So I don't know what the examiner saw on the paper. I'm not talking about secondary school, I'm not talking about university. I don't know what the examiner saw. But maybe where I wrote A, the thing came to B. Like God can do anything. Tell somebody, God can do anything. So what I'm trying to say is that there are times that you think, say, oh, man, not yet. As for this interview, maybe I didn't do well. Or as for this thing, maybe I don't have the qualification. Or as for this thing, oh, maybe I didn't perform well. It is in those times that you must trust God. When people ask you, don't say that I wrote nothing, though. When people don't say that, Charlie, this one, yeah, MPO, what they say they are asking, I don't have it in my CV. Don't talk like that. When people ask you about anything and you think you don't have what it takes, let them know that because of God, I am believing for the best. Because of God, confess positive. Caleb said that because of God, God will have, even though I'm an old man, but God will still give me that mountain. When you put your trust in the Lord, you will never fail you. Bible says, but they that put their trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. They cannot be moved. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So don't put your faith. Because you see, a lot of you, when you say that, oh, I'm praying, I'm believing God, I'll travel. It's just because one uncle of yours promised you. One uncle whispered that, oh, never be foul. Then your faith comes. That's not faith. That's putting your trust in a human being. You never ever believe you will drive. So somebody told you that, oh, I'll give you a car. From that day, you started praying, said that I have faith for a car. You are lying. It's because Kwame Nkrumah said we'll give you a car. You don't have faith. Your trust is in somebody. Amen. But I am talking about where no human being has promised you, yet you are walking shoulder high, knowing that God is going to supply all your needs according to his riches. That God is going to make a way where there is no way. That God is going to come through for you, even though you can't see the signs. I hear what I'm saying now. Clap your two hands for them. We hail you. We worship you. We hail you. Oh, son. Now listen. When we talk about the spirit of faith, the spirit of faith that Caleb has, you will know whether you have faith by looking at the characteristics. And the first thing I want you to understand is that faith is a spirit. Write it down. These are characteristics of faith. These are things that show that you have faith. These are characteristics. The GTA Ewo Umua, sign number which in Ashensu Ewo Ejidio. Number one, faith is a spirit. Everybody say faith is a spirit. Tell the one by you, faith is not physical. Faith cannot be seen. It's not visible. Faith is the spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. It says, for we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. It says, for we, having the same spirit of faith. Say spirit of faith. That means that faith is a spirit. It's a spirit. So if it's a spirit, it can enter into you. So as I'm talking right now, the spirit of faith is entering into some people here. Yeah. Begin to have faith that thing you are looking for, God will answer. Begin to believe it. That thing that there is no man who has even promised you, but you are believing that God will make it possible in your life, it can be possible. Whatever I'm doing here called ministry is because of faith. Because I come here not knowing who will come to church and who will not come to church. None of you called me to say I'm coming. If you called me to tell me you were coming to church, lift up your hand. None of you. Never knew that any of you would be here. Yes. But I came believing that somebody will come. I came believing that you will come. I came believing that human beings will come and sit in the chair. So I was preparing in anticipation to preach to human beings, not empty chairs. It's called faith. Amen. Oh, amen. Yeah. Even to drop my certificate and come into ministry, when I didn't have one soul, from 2013, it was because of the step of faith. God say step of faith. Everything that has happened to us in the ministry has been a product of faith. We didn't have the money. We didn't have the connection. We didn't know anybody. But we just had faith. And we just decided to try. And we just decided to try. And we just decided to try. In fact, the day we had our first Sunday, we had our first Sunday service, we didn't plan to do church. We didn't plan. We didn't plan. If Aunt Mary and Pastor Borel, they are here, they will tell you, we didn't plan. We were just fine. Then we said, oh, the way some of us are sitting at home and we are not going anywhere and we only pray the evening. By this Sunday, let's just come and do Bible studies. So we just decided we're coming to do Bible studies that Sunday. That's how the church started. When we just came for Bible study, we started doing praise and worship. By the time we realized Asokra, it has become church. No, we are 20, 25, 30. By the time we realized we're launching the church, more than 50 people, no 100. No, we have crossed 200. Now branches all over. We have crossed Accra. We just said we're trying. Let's just do devotion. Say faith. We didn't believe that we will get this place, we will get a meeting place. Like Accra is choked. Everybody in Accra goes to church somewhere. Either he goes to Methodist or name call Methodist and any papa Anglican. Everybody, if like all of you, actually churches you used to go before you came here, you have a church to mention. Even though some of you for 1 year you never stepped there. But you still be affiliated to a church. Because they do 31st, I will change movie. I guess what I'm saying. What church was that? What church was that? Winner's Chapel. Is it Ghana or Edipo? What church was that? Presby. Mommy, what church? Methodist. Presby. Your mother Methodist, you Presby. Pentecost. Presby. Anglican. Apostolic. Presby. Assembly. CAC. Apostolic. Pentecost, faith, CAC, faith, apostolic, global evangelical, joyful life, Pentecost, Methodist, divine, So there is nobody here who is saying that I was sitting at home. I didn't have any church. Have you seen what I'm saying? Meanwhile, if I should conduct a deeper investigation, I realize that some of you were not really going to church. It was like once in a while. After 6 months, you pass through. So what I'm trying to say is that in Accra, there is nothing like you meet someone, then unless the person was born by a fetish priest who has warned him never step into a church. That's when you meet such a person. But it will be very difficult for you to gather 100 people and you will get two of them say they've never stepped into a church or they are not affiliated to a church. You understand what I'm saying now? Yeah. But almost every one of you here, I know that since you joined this church, your life, your spiritual life has been better. In fact, you have become reborn again. Here you have met Christ proper. A lot of you didn't know Christ. You thought you were going to church, but you didn't know Christ at all. So you came around. Amen. So some of you, so when you came here before, the kind of teachings have been, you didn't like, there's something like this. You didn't do anything, but you were going to church. Maybe. So you are now knowing Christ. Tell somebody you are now knowing the Lord well. Not that anytime you come here, I'm talking about something new. And it is like, wow. You are now getting through the deeper things of Christ. So this is your church, not that one. This is now your church. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So now, do you know, the children we are giving birth to, in this house, now they are also going to grow up. And when people see them, then they ask them, all the church they will also know will be what? Rescued. They will not know presence, they will not know method, they will not know anything. So if they to some of them stop and they move to another place and they go and join maybe a Pentecost church or a Methodist church, when they ask them, where are you coming from? They also mention rescue. Because that's where they were born. You get it? Now that's how it is in Accra. But when you go to the villages, you now meet people who have not been to any church before. When you go to the villages. But that's Accra, forget it. Amen. So, for me coming to Accra from the university to think that maybe I didn't have any guarantee. I didn't know any of you. How many of you knew me 2013? Those of you around, you knew me 2013. Now, Gloria, did you know me? Maybe it was my ghost. Because you, I don't even remember which year I met you. It should be either 3 or 4 years. So none of you here knew me in 2013. The whole rescue, the only person who saw my face, Philly in 2013, who is still in rescue, is only Pastor Enoch. He's the only person. He's the only person a friend introducing that, oh, this is so and so. Then I started preaching to him from 2013. No other person. So it was From that time that I started with witness, I met people like Pastor Jonah and other people. But as for those of you sitting in front of me, but what I'm trying to say is that, but something convinced me that one day Emma will come. Like something kept me doing it till you came. Something kept me doing it till you came. I remember how told you were not even at our place, right? Once in a while you come and pass the fellowship. Once. It was a final sister who was serious with rescue. I never knew that you will come. Mommy will come. I never knew that Ilan will come. I never knew that Daddy will come. I was all surprised. But I had faith. Said, Name come home. In me forever. Name didn't go forever. I didn't know who they were. So me free him up. Now, in the same way, you must believe whatever God has told you. Believe it. You don't know where it's going to come from, who will bring it, how it will happen. But just believe it. I said, just do what? Just believe it. You don't know how it will break through. You don't know how things will work. Whatever God instructs you to do, just do it. You don't know how God is going to make things work. You don't know. But if I told you I ever knew, I'll be surprised. I'll be lying. I didn't know. Amen. But faith is a spirit. So I pray for everyone here that you will be baptized with the spirit of faith. Like Caleb, that you will have the ability to believe that God is and that God is real. He's able to do what he has promised he will do. The second characteristic is that the spirit of faith is a conquering spirit. The spirit of faith is a conquering spirit. Just a GTA, hey, Atia, am I a D in your muscle? Am I a D in your muscle? Or we are able to conquer. It's a conquering spirit. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. So we are able to overcome the wicked one and his weapons by faith. Lift up your right hand, say by faith. I can hear, say by faith. I conquer all the weapons of the wicked one in the name of Jesus. Say by faith. I conquer all the satanic weapons, all the demonic weapons, all the evil plans of demons, of the devil, I overcome it by the spirit of faith. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Then number three, faith claims now. You see, when it comes to faith, faith doesn't say tomorrow. Faith says now. Hebrews 11 verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, everybody say now. When you are operating with the spirit of faith, you pray for the thing now. The Lord, let it happen now. Let it happen now. Let the door be open now. Faith doesn't talk about maybe that maybe faith says that if you see our yesterday more, if you see our approved, you see our yesterday more. So when you are dealing with faith, who to shed that? Who be suffer now? Amen. You don't postpone it. You pray for it now. You ask for it now. You demand it now. Because faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. Tell somebody, faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. Tell another, faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. The castle will not teach you. And then tell them, one day. No. I don't need GDM. One day. No. GDM, it's your net enormous sign. You see, you enforce it. Pastor, what if I say it and I don't see it today? Keep saying it. Because one day when you say it, it will happen. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That's why I declare over everyone here, that as you are stepping out of this place tonight, every promise of God that has not yet come through, it will happen in the name of Jesus. And as you step out of this place, a unique door will open for your destiny. Receive it right now. Clap your two hands for the Lord. God has said it. I believe it. That settles it. Everybody say with me, God has said it. I believe it. That settles it. One more time. God has said it. I believe it. That settles it. The next one, the spirit of faith believes and confesses. 2 Corinthians 4:30 says, for we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore I have spoken. So if you have the spirit of faith, it will make you believe and you confess. You cannot say that, oh, I believe, but I am not confessing. Then you don't believe enough. If you believe it, you will start saying it. If you believe something, whether you like it or not, the thing will start coming out of your mouth at a point in time. So if you believe it, you must confess it. Yaya can say, that's why even to accept Jesus as our Lord and President Savior, I also do one way that you can pay him. You must first believe in your heart and confess in your mouth. If you want to marry any woman, you have to believe in your heart that you love her, and you have to confess to your mouth that, oh my dear, I love you, will you marry me? If you don't say it, you can't go and stand in front of the woman and say, you are not serious. Will you accept that kind of proposal? Confess, tell somebody, open your mouth. That's why we have a problem with my few people in this generation. Open your mouth and say, open your mouth. Don't just say, sister, you are my sister. Then the day you see that she's getting married, you started crying. Open your mouth. Otherwise, you will just be every day. Sister in Christ. Oh, brother, oh, brother, could be your you. Papa. Don't cash it, it's who, yeah. Right, that over to last the picture, save the date, never. Now go to the super office. We don't assume it. You must say. Will you assume that somebody loves you? Will you assume that? The person has not said it. But the person, oh, no, I've been found, no, I drop or pencil. Oh, now, oh, yeah, oh, papa, no, I tell 50 Ghana. Then you accept, say, oh, I don't want to open why, no. No, no, no. Me. I'm just being good to you. So if you believe you are going to school this year, you must believe it, accept it in your heart. That not because of my uncle, not because of someone, not because I think I passed well, but I believe that God will help me and begin to say, this year I'm going back to school. I'm going back to school. Be confessing it. Stand in front of the mirror and say it. When you are walking about, say it. Don't be afraid of it. When you're with your friends, tell them, this year I'll go back to school. I'll get a new job. I'll have promotion. This year I'll be the best worker. Confess what you believe. Confess what you believe. If you can confess it, then you can have it. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. You say, you move every day. You are a sorry. You are a vampire. Now you are slaying your people. You appear near the anointed and confessing negative. You are a vampire. You said the womb by, you have said it. It was surprised. say that situation, no, and the car. And sir, almost a car. And that's what tier two. At two, one or two, three, that what tier two, say any hope. When God came to the sea, when there was darkness, God said, let there be light. A high mra and a high bar. And Yamian can say, high and high issues are. Did God say that? That let there be. Tell somebody, say what you want to see. Say what you want to see. And you will see what you say. Say what you want. If you don't say what you want to see, you are saying what you are seeing. If you keep saying what you are seeing, you will keep seeing what you are seeing. Because you are seeing what you are seeing. But if you say what you want to see, then you will begin to see what you were seeing. As for me, you know, my wife used to tell me that when she was much younger, she normally used to say, like she was joking, she used to say that I'll marry early. And true to be, before she came back from school, her husband was waiting for her. Her husband was waiting. She didn't pray for marriage. Because she normally used to say, it is what you say. Growing up, I always tell people, I'll be a pastor. I'll be a pastor. I kept confessing it. I kept saying it. Even while I was in school, I kept saying, I'll be a pastor. Man, suffer. Today, I'm a pastor. Even though I'm a graduate from the university, I'm still a pastor. You get it? So it is what you say that you seize. You cannot seize what you do, what you don't see. You cannot have what you don't see. Believe it and say it. Okay? Don't finish prayer and go back and go and say that. Remember by now, I'm on Kanokren. When, like, Yambo or people go, I don't understand you because only Meman Yinan can occur. Only one can say, oh, no, but Bemana, not Jim Dahoda. Oh, true or not true? I am not kind of wood now, Kaye. Only Meman by now, Moon can occur. Thankfully, I've done the idea of about women, so no sabbath about bow. Only Meman by now. It's like everybody who proposes to you is a foolish boy. It is because that is your prophecy. That's your prophecy. So the good ones will not locate you because you didn't prophesy. But from today, may good people meet you in the name of Jesus. May good people. Good people. Ejuma in your mind. Ejuma ni o mine mo and get so for mine mo because you see ejuma ni ha. You see ejuma ni ha no this say your transport to free ha. E do ko Cote d'Ivoire. Ana Zimbabwe. E tan say who will see ejuma ni ha wey tim so say ejuma ni ha. Me wa wa be born pay you come to pray. And then receive a new job. I receive it. Who sees with steps in this one? And I was asking, I said, you may be a new man. Who neutralizing all the prayer? You are neutralizing all the prayers. Ejumamba. It's like, if you're a pastor, I say that people don't come to church. People don't come. Like, I meet other pastors, then they'll say that, oh. Now there are people don't come to church. Oh, if you go to every church, it's empty. People don't go to church. People don't come to church. So it's like the pastor knows people will not come. So those who want to go to church, they must not come to that church. They have to go to the church where they are being expected. Spiritually, they won't come to a church that they are not being expected. It's
you can say that you can see. Hear me. A soundless believer will be a signless believer. Adia upe wanunkano, unsanka. Adia upe wanunkano, unsanka. A soundless believer will be a signless believer. You don't get anything. Because you cannot talk. Philippians 4:30 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say it, and you shall see it. Amen. Then the final one, the spirit of faith takes the needed steps. The spirit of faith takes needed steps. Everybody say, needed steps. Oh, say with me, the needed steps. The castle will be with GDR. Like I told you last week, the Christian faith is not an irresponsible faith. Pastor has prophesied. I'll get a job this week. Then you are in your room. Nothing work out. You must take steps. You must take steps. I prophesied that, I see in the spirit. God is going to really lift you up. You are going to be somebody, blah, 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 blah. Or I see you. You are going to become a medical doctor or something. Then you walk about. You look for a syringe. And you start injecting people. Does it work that way? If you receive a prophecy that you're going to be a medical doctor, what must you do? Who can tell me what you must do? Immediately, even by an accounting class, you have to stop and go and buy medical forms and if you believe it and go to the medical school. That is what responsibility. You are working out the prophecy. You are working out what you believe. I knew who I was going to become. I was saying it. But I took steps. I went to pastoral school. I went to different theological seminaries to go and learn and add it to my secular education. Why? Because I believed I was going to be a pastor. I wanted to be a good one. So if you believe that you are going to get married this year, it must affect how you behave. It must affect your behavior. It must affect the way you carry yourself. It must affect you. To make us But 9 o'clock, Wada. Ubey three were here. 9 o'clock, you are sleeping. They say, I'll be the head. The head, like how you understand, I'll be the head. That means you'll be a leader in that area, that field. How can you be the best if you are sleeping? How can you be a leader in the tomato business when your other tomato mates by 3 o'clock or the church home or cockpasso? Oh, by 3 o'clock, what that was die. When you back to now about 5:30, 6, we are 7. Now I'm panso. Then we are, she anointing oil that your man was sorry. A good three so now the communion. Now, oh, confessing with customers, neighbor. It's useless faith. It will not work. Whilst your mate left at 3 o'clock midnight. Say hard work. Or you don't like what I'm saying? You must be responsible. Now, I say, Obemawa party exam, then you check the transmission. Now, I catch us at 2 o'clock, where we are, and you check the 2 zip. Remember, baby, be a friend, be a holy lady, and dress well, and dress good, because you meet your husband anywhere. You have to be alert. He didn't say that go and be sleeping with people because this year you marry. If sex is what makes people marry, like all prostitutes will be Mrs. Mrs. So and so prostitute. Mrs. So and so prostitute. Amen. Tell somebody, do something about your promises. Do something. Ye bibi fa, boshen ho, ye bibi fa ho. Caleb say, I am ready to fight for the mountain. You to do something about it. Ye bibi fa nami boshen ho. Now, I say this year, Obama will beat you. You will be found. Now, I say, Obama will stand with you. You will be found. Now, I say, Obama will support you. You will be found. Do what you must do, and God will also do what he will do.
So what I say? Otherwise, you can't blame God. You can't blame God. You can't blame God. Maybe I my brother movie. Now I disappoint me. Maybe I disappointed that. Or maybe I'll deny that. Or maybe no money to have sex. So you will not marry you. You will not. Because you are not doing your portion of God's covenant with you. Then that marriage is not God. If he sleeps with you and still marries you, then know that you're on your own. Because you can't say God gave me when you went to trap him with pregnancy. Like what's happening in this season. People trap people with pregnancy. Oh yeah. There are people who only marry because they are pregnant. Yes. And they want to hide it. So they'll marry quickly. After time, realize they don't date for long. Ship no marriage. But when you enter, you see that they are pregnant. And you can't call that one God. And it will catch up with you in the marriage when the trouble starts. Amen. Clap your two hands for them. May you have the spirit of faith. May you be like David. May you do something about the situation. May you be like Caleb. May you do something about it. Write down 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47 and 48. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.